This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4012, for Tuesday, the 19th of December, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Re-Show Comments. It is hosted by some guy on the internet and is about 21 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Scotty replies to a comment or two.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I am your host, Some Guy on the Internet. Today we're doing a reply show and we're going to be replying to a couple of comments that I've received here recently. Now I'll tell you why. We have a rule where if the comment is going to be longer than like a paragraph or so, they ask that you do a show instead of a really long or multiple comments to cover everything that you wanted to say. So I figured this is a great opportunity to get a show out and addressed a few commenters. So first up, we're going to be looking at show HPR 3972. Links are going to be down in the show notes. It's a show I did on Thunderbird inbox filtering. And we're going to be looking down here at Frank. Hello, Frank, and thank you for the comment. Now, I left a comment as well, and I didn't want Frank to think I was being short with him. All right, I would read the comment out, but I had a crash after Audacity did their little update thing. When you use the app image in Audacity, if you have view updates selected in the preferences menu, they put this crazy long update list that you cannot actually see the bottom of so that you can click out of it or whatever. So you have to crash Audacity, which took out a bunch of other crap. And either way, it'll be posted soon. But the gist of it was I addressed it each of the points that Frank made. And it was very short because, you know, adhering to the rules, I had to keep it kind of short. But now I can actually take my time and explain a little bit more. I want to start with thanking Frank. Thank you for the comment. And I'd also want to state that, yes, we do have rules here in the U.S. about it. I think it's called canned spam is the name of the rule or regulation law, whatever it's called, that handles commercial entities sending out spam. There are a lot of entities that don't exactly follow the rules. So for every one you do find that will follow the rules and respect what you have to, what decisions you're making, I'd like to think there's about maybe five or six more that are not following the rules. And even if it's not that many, it feels like it, you know, by the amount of spam that you receive. Now, another thing that happens, even if a lot more do follow the rules, when they sell your contact information, because I honestly believe whenever you do unsub from a newsletter, many of these companies use that as a way of just putting you on another list. Like, this is an active email address, not a dead end email address. So say, for instance, my address may be considered a dead end because you're never going to get a reply or any activity from me if I don't want anything from you, versus a person who actually goes and actively, you know, goes through the steps to unsubscribe. Now you're going to be put on a list of, yes, this is a real human being. They went through all of the steps to try and unsubscribe. So that's a valuable email address that can be sold to a client, right? Even if you don't want that to be the case, that's the world we live in now. So you brought up some really great points, and I like the environmental impact one. I agree. If they would respect our decisions to not send the spam, you know, if we could just ask them not to and then they not sell our information and all the other dirty things that happen, then yes, the environmental impact is a good thing to keep in mind so that you can unsubscribe. But because that's not going to happen, I mean, it's, you know, very rarely in the amount of companies that send out this spam will you find others that have the same mindset as far as preserving the environment, so they don't want to just send out more letters than they absolutely have to, that kind of thing. I'd also like to point out, whenever you weigh something like the carbon footprint of these different AI technologies that we're doing these days, you know, like the chat and some of the other AI ones that generate images and things of that nature, the carbon footprint of those in 1 year, I think, surpasses 10 plus years of what email spam can generate. You know, if you were able to just weigh them, I think that the AI is just significantly more harmful to the environment. And here's the thing. I don't agree with either of them. I hate calling it AI. But because most people are familiar with it, you know, there are the large language models or neural networks or whatever other terms that are used. But we're going to be polluting the conversation with a tons of terms. So I'll just use AI just for now. Yeah, if we could slow down a bunch of them. And the same thing with like the blockchain technologies. Think about how much carbon waste or the carbon footprint of like, say, the NFT markets. Just that alone, not the other so-called digital assets that are exists out there. So, I mean, you know, when you compare email to any of those, I mean, I think it's relatively small, even though I don't like any of it. So I agree with you on that. It would be nice if we could stop a lot of it just for the environmental impact. I think that we'll have to take a grain of salt with that. Now, on the point you mentioned about the attackers getting hold of the addresses, I mean, data breaches happen all the time. So if the company doesn't outright just sell your address to an attacker or just, you know, first whoever comes with money, you know, if they'll just outright sell it, I mean, data breaches, the attackers are going to have it. They're going to pass it around within their own little networks and it's out there. And if you're like me, you have an email address that's been around since, you know, the 90s. I mean, I imagine my address is everywhere. So asking the world beyond Thunderbird to do the right thing with my address just seems like a lost cause. You know, I'd much rather just ask Thunderbird to give me more control over what arrives at my inbox. So I appreciate your comment. And I think your comments and the different points that you've made were well thought out. I appreciate all of them. And if you happen to do things differently, like if you have a method of unsubscribing and the success that you've received from it, I mean, do a show. Let us know. I want to know more about it. You know what I mean? I'm happy to learn how to do things better. Oh, and let's not forget about the GDPR. I think when just attackers aside, because obviously if you're an attacker out there, you really don't care what laws or rules are available. But a lot of companies don't either here in the United States. You know, you tell them, hey, that violates the GDPR. I mean, you know. I don't think a lot of them are really going to care. So far, we don't really have the enforcement mechanism to make them quit, but users do have a method of, you know, mitigating the impact like Thunderbird. So it's what we have right now. And again, thank you. You might be able to hear my daughter in the background. I had to send her back to her room. She was going bonkers out here. So on to the next show. And we got some spicy goodness in these comments. Oh, we good heavens. All right, so HBR 4008, Sextortion, good heavens. That was another show that I did. I can't even remember when I made that show. It was in the reserves, so I made it some time ago and put it in there. I got two comments so far on that show. I imagine there may be even more coming in. But let's go ahead and take a look at the ones that we have right now. So the first comment that I have comes from
Another guy on the internet.
And the title of this comment is, this show is very opinionated. I'm going to have to agree. Yes, the show is very opinionated. Given the topic of sextortion that was covered and the fact that I gave a ton of opinions in there. Yep, I'll agree. It's very opinionated. Comment started off very good. Give me a wonderful comment that I'd love to put on the t-shirt. I remember Ken Fallon stated that I said a few things like one of the shows I did where I said don't compete with stupid and it was some other things I said in the past that he said could be on the t-shirt. This could also be on the t-shirt. Where he goes that he says in here, the nice thing about podcasts and radio is that you can monologue whatever nonsense you like and act like it is a single truth in the universe. If I could have that on a t-shirt, let me tell you, I would definitely wear it around. I would definitely wear that. So thank you for that comment alone. That's like the first sentence. And I agree with the statement and I would wear it on a shirt. So thank you. Now, after that, he goes through the good stuff. He says that there is some helpful information in the show, which again, I thank you. That's wonderful. Now we go into the straight out ugly. That's right. We're about to get ugly over here. Now, for everyone out there listening, keep in mind, I don't take any of this personal. All right, we create shows because we think this is beneficial for others and interesting to hackers. So this comment is interesting to me. I really enjoy it. This next portion of the statement, I don't want to put any words in their mouth or anything, but I don't fully understand where they're coming from. And I would ask them to do a show. help me better understand what you're saying there, because I believe it's very interesting what I believe you're saying. But again, I don't want to put any words in your mouth, and it would be best if you did a show where you can explain this a little bit better, this next portion of the statement there. But I'll scroll down to the part where you says, you give a quote, don't do that. We say it's a totally random moral stance. I don't know about totally random, but yeah, moral stance, if you want to call it that. I mean, I would not necessarily disagree with it. I think it'd also just be helpful. It brings up Coca-Cola and how they project their random moral obligations on the world. I guess that's, you know, kind of associating what I said here in the show with Coca-Cola. And again, that leads me to thinking certain things. Like this writing seems very familiar. Like maybe I've read work from this commenter before somewhere, but it seems very familiar. And I'm also very interested in how you think about these issues, because apparently my take on it, my opinions are not really appreciated or welcomed, is what I'm sensing. So I'd like to hear more from you. Tell us how my opinions are wrong and how yours are better or could be better or whatever, you know, that I would like to hear it. And, of course, we get the obligatory keep your opinions to yourself statement where he goes,
they are legit. They are rightfully yours to keep, but don't try to push them further than that, because that's just randomly stupid.
All right. So we got the word randomly being put in there a little bit. I don't know what's so random about it, but I mean, hey, that's an opinion, right? Tell us how. I'd like to know how my opinions of saying don't create evidence that can be used to extort you and then hand them to someone that's going to extort you. How is that randomly stupid? Again, I could be interpreting everything you're saying wrong, and you have a much better way of expressing yourself, and I would love to hear that in a show. That would be fantastic. I think we could all benefit from that. So definitely keep it coming. Let's move on to the next statement here. Well, this is the next and the last statement, which is also a part of the same show, this extortion show. It is the second comment on that show by
HPR listener.
The subject is called
poor quality.
And let me be clear. When I first read that, first thing I thought is, oh no, my audio quality is just subpar. You know, maybe they couldn't hear me. Maybe it was fuzzy. Maybe I had a ton of background noise. I knew I should have made some adjustments. Maybe I should have re-recorded it. But as I read, you know, through the rest of the comment, I realized, oh, that's not what they were talking about at all. So, whew, right? Wipe the brow there, right? Dodge the bullet. They gave me a wonderful compliment there in the very first the first sentence, because they just said Scotty, period. I'm assuming that was meant to be like a comma or something. But yeah, very first sentence, good quality and well considered, you know, every show up until this one, apparently. So I thought, great, you know, that's a fantastic start right there. Let's get into it. And then the show starts to look, I'm just going to outright say it. This comment feels like output from one of those prompts. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like ChatGPT. I think that's what this comment came out of. Maybe it was slightly modified after they got it, but it feels like an output. Just in case I'm wrong about that, though, we'll treat it like someone actually typed up every word of it and then brought it here. They gave, they say that yes, extortion is something that exists. And observing some safety measures, you know, some basic safety measures could be used to prevent it. And I'm assuming they're talking specifically about the extortion portion. Now, after that, here's another statement right here. I like this right here.
This show, however, was a hideous disappointment.
I'm certain it may not have been the best show you've ever heard, but a hideous disappointment. Okay, I got you. This either sounds like that statement alone tells me the first thing, like this could have come out of a prompt, or this is like one of those Redditors that are used to making those kind of statements. You know what I mean? On Reddit, normally when you're going to get blasted into oblivion, you know, by someone just trashing whatever statements you've had to make, like say, for instance, if you were to go visit the Arch community and ask for help. this is the kind of thing you're going to hear right off the jump. A hideous disappointment. I'm like, okay, I got you.
Utterly condescending to other human beings.
Well, I don't know anyone that speaks like that. again, leading to that whole prompt thing. So they're saying that
you're utterly condescending to other human beings, particularly victims of this moral panic.
Oh, let me make sure I give this one the proper respect it deserves, because this is another statement that needs to be on a t-shirt. I would wear this. Or actually, no. I'm going to use this in the Yo No News. This line is great. It's going to come up in the Yo No News again, but moral panic ridden pearl clutching nonsense. Good heavens, right? Oh my God. Does that not fit in the Yo No News? Like, hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, some guy on the internet. Are you ready for some more moral panic ridden pearl clutching nonsense? Right? Isn't that great? So I'm taking that. I'm definitely taking that. Thank you for that one. Even if it did come from a prompt, totally going to be making use of that. Next, he said that I opted not to speak to the victims. You know, the people who actually suffered from sextortion. You're right. I did not speak to any victims of sextortion, because there's plenty of testimony out there. I don't have to actually speak to the victims when they are experts who have assisted these people, gotten them help, and then gotten their consent to provide the testimony. And I think I've even linked to some of that. So, I mean, you're right. I didn't speak to them, but I mean, look, hey, this is an opportunity for you to shine, HPR listener. I mean, if you've got access to sextortion victims and you'd like to go out there and interview a bunch of them, or even a couple of them, and get some of their takes on it, I mean, that would make some excellent show material right there. He tells us about, apparently there are some other security experts that are in the field of sextortion that HPR listener feels are better sources because, as I mentioned, they don't really like the FBI. They consider the FBI let me just read it from the beginning because it won't make sense if I say it like that.
The FBI, a government agency known globally for utter incompetence in understanding social phenomena.
Tell me if that doesn't sound like output from a prompt. And we're calling sextortion a phenomena. I mean, okay. Had to stop. My daughter just ran in here just now dealing with that. All right. Yeah, recording is getting harder and harder, man. But anyway, back to the comment here. Oh, yeah, they really don't like the fact that I went to Reddit, right?
And Reddit.
You know, put that in capital letters right there. I mean, how dare I go to a place where users recognize they can come and get advice. And they show up to, again, share their experiences with the topic, you know, the topic being sextortion in this case. So they come to share their experiences, and I'm there in the crowd with everybody else sort of listening and think, I'll do a show on that. Yeah. How dare I do that? Well, obviously someone who engages in moral panic, moral panic ridden pearl clutching nonsense, right? You know, obviously that's what I do. And, they said that this is a cut case of source bias. I think it's mostly because they don't like the FBI. And good heavens, how dare we talk about Reddit? Now, this next statement right here is why I want you to do a show. Tell us more about what you believe. Like, I don't care if you want to trash more about my show. Like, if you want to just say my show was terribly bad and whatever, that's fine. But this next statement I'm going to give you right here is one that's very interesting to me. And I'd like to hear more about your beliefs, your thought process, because he says, quote,
"Nothing whatsoever besides moral grandstanding and a baseless belief you have any right to tell others how to conduct their personal lives."
Close quote. What I did in the show was, again, tell you, do not create evidence of an act that is incredibly embarrassing, so much so that some people have inflicted self-harm because they could not live with the idea of this evidence being released to their friends and family, you know, whatever, their social life. So me telling them don't create the evidence, and certainly don't, you know, that would be the best thing. Don't create it at all, but then don't share it either. That is a baseless belief. It's moral grandstanding and a baseless belief. So I don't take any offense to these words. What it does, though, is make me very, very curious in what you believe. Like, I really want to know how does, I want to make sure I don't put any words in your mouth or anything here, but what do you believe? Especially as far as sextortion is concerned and the act of creating this evidence that we're talking about here and putting it on the internet or sharing it with people on the internet. It could be someone that you physically know in real life, or just maybe you met them on a chat thing somewhere and you decided that this is a good idea. You want to share these images with them. What do you believe about this? Give us some more insight here, man. Or I guess this wouldn't actually be man. This is just HPR listener. For all we know, this could be, any other pronoun, but just tell us what you think. That would make a fantastic show, because we've all heard what I think. And we got these two fantastic comments over here, right? With some great quotes that I'm totally going to be taking, by the way. But, before my daughter comes back around here, telling me about how she's got to, make some more bandages for her baby doll and everything else that's going on around there. I think she made the baby doll some spaghetti or something, and I had to test it and all that. But, you know, I got to get back to making sure that the baby doll is okay and, earning Father of the Year. But you fantastic listeners out there, if you also have taken offense, or maybe you agree, who knows, definitely do a show. Let us know. I mean, comments are fine too, but they leave so much wiggle room in it, right? Because you can't say everything that you want to say. So a show would be so much better. All right. I'm out of here. Some guy on the internet. Thank you for listening to HPR.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.